previously on That's Not Interesting.
Are you done with that?
Yeah, done with that.
Sound of door slamming. Oh no, you're putting it on.
Welcome to That's Not Interesting.
Oh, welcome everyone to That's Not Interesting, episode number
14. Lucky 14.
Yeah, I'm Alan.
Hi, I'm Alan.
Hello, I'm Pablo.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
I'm Lara.
And with us today, I'm on top of the world, guys, because Zach is here.
Welcome, Zach.
Welcome to the party,
very
pal.
Very special guest.
The party.
Yeah, very excited to have you here.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Do you understand what's happening right now?
Please come again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you give your informed consent to be here tonight?
Absolutely.
Can we record your voice?
Express written consent. We need your signature.
Yeah, can you just sign
it?
The whole
episode
is
just
going to be
we just get him right up.
It's just going to be you signing.
First name, last name.
Isn't everybody quiet so you can hear it for the tape?
Great. All right. And the date, please.
What is it, I say?
Oh,
it
don't
is.
Mention the date.
Yeah,
actually,
don't say it out loud.
Don't say the date out loud. In case there's some sort of bizarre...
What's the format? Two digits, four digits?
European.
Is that European?
Can I use a second piece of paper? I'll sign it.
No, so it's...
I prefer if you flip that one over.
Flip it.
Conserve paper here. That's not interesting.
Well, also,
now that he
used
this
one,
if it gets untouched from that, then we'll never be able to put the date and signature on
there.
This has happened before.
I don't know. I didn't do a year. There it is.
Is that the year? That's incredible.
That
what?
Yeah.
I've never written a date in Europe.
You've never written a date in Europe?
Have you ever been on a date in Europe?
So you
never.
How much time did you spend in Europe?
I'm waiting for
Europe
someone to
you
ask.
Didn't write a date?
I've never been to Europe, to answer your question.
Well, you can answer my question right here. You don't have to go.
What about Canada? I think they use the same format in Canada.
I have been to Canada.
Have you written any checks while you were there?
I'm afraid not.
Hmm.
I didn't have a checkbook, I think, when I was in Canada.
Did you have
no
a Canadian checking account?
I did not, so I guess it'd be irrelevant, even if I did have a checkbook.
Have you ever mailed a check to Canada?
Have you?
No.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe in the early days of the internet, like buying something on eBay?
Yeah.
Mailing a check?
What's one of the earliest things that you can remember purchasing through eBay?
Oh my god.
Oh, that's a great question.
Is it too
I bet it was like...
Yeah.
Mine was a sewing machine.
Wow.
Really?
Big purchase.
Yeah, big spender.
What was the inspiration for that?
I wanted to use it.
Makes sense.
Did it come from Canada?
No, it didn't.
Did you mail a check to complete the purchase?
I met up with them to meet to do the,
really?
The little switch off.
From eBay to in the real world?
From eBay to the real life. Yeah.
Save some money on shipping right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was the person Czech?
I didn't ask what their background was, actually.
I guess that's true. I guess that's not what you do in a social
I was like, I'm about to hand you over this check, but are you Czech?
That's interesting.
I actually think that I tried to sell stuff on eBay before I ever purchased anything.
Oh.
Because I was trying to go on a trip.
We used to stay up, like, real late and place bids on garden gnomes. Specifically garden gnomes, and then one time we accidentally won. And
how much you spend on it?
Like $10. We got a garden gnome.
That's pretty much a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a $10 garden gnome.
Was that from Canada?
Do
they have gnomes in Canada?
I believe it was from somewhere in Missouri, if I'm remembering correctly.
Is that like a town in
Canada? I'm sure there's probably a
Missouri Canada. Yeah. I think there's a Canadian Texas, did you know that?
Yeah.
What's
there's
that like?
Canadian.
There's a Paris,
freezing.
Texas.
Yes, there's a Paris, Texas. Sure. There's a film about it.
Missouri is pretty close to Canada, but not that close to Texas.
It's closer to Texas.
You think
close,
so?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Is that what you were speaking of? The city in Texas? Canada?
No,
it's
state.
Oh,
it's
really?
Canadian, Texas.
Canadian, Texas.
Yeah.
Not Canada.
I don't think
Texas.
There's a Canada, Texas.
Is there a Canadian in Texas?
There's a Ding Dong, Texas. Did you know that?
No.
It's an unincorporated... Township.
Hamlet,
thank you. Yeah, they do the production of Hamlet there using just their
ding
dongs.
Just ding dongs.
Alas, poor York. There's some skull stuff there. You don't want to know. Anyway, I was going to suggest we go through our social media.
Oh, yeah,
it's
email.
Been a while. It's
time.
Been a while. Let's check in on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah,
what is
and,
your Instagram, by the way?
Good question.
That's
not interesting. That's what it is, because people are pretty upset still.
Oh, are we pissing people off?
No, we haven't gotten any bad messages, actually.
I do love that idea. Every time you like somebody's page, it says, that's not interesting.
Great.
Oh, somebody actually has reached out to us asked. They said, "Hello, we are new at Instagram. Can you make a commercial of us?"
Heck yes!
What? We have our first directing.
Yes, we can do that.
Request.
What? Don't say their name.
Yeah. What kind of content? What is the page like?
Okay, let me show you guys.
Incredible news.
They're really all over the place here. We've got some wine bottles. Oh, only 9 posts, so.
Mm. Well, they're new to Instagram.
Well, what's the
they're based
newest?
In Montenegro.
So.
What's the newest compared to the oldest?
This is a nice
yummy.
Little snack.
What do we have on the plate there? Hot dogs, some french fries?
Is that fish
chicken
right there?
Tenders? I think it's
french fries on the,
fries
yeah.
Is this
some
commercial?
Sort of aioli?
Just looking at their Instagram.
It must be.
We gotta get some inspiration. The first one that they posted... simple table.
Want to cover up the name of the account there?
Sure, let me.
We
let
should
me get
message
it on
them
stuck.
Back.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we definitely should. We're going to message you back.
Yeah,
thanks
if
for listening.
Reached out for sponsorship opportunities. Hang in there. We're going to DM you.
Yeah.
And we promise we'll do a commercial for the right amount of money.
You heard it here, folks. Your first, folks. That's a promise.
Yeah.
It's a promise. We will sell anything for money. Just give us money.
Just give us a check.
We need a check.
We're from Canada.
Yeah.
With the European date on it. And we'll do it. We're here just to sell out.
Full disclosure, that was a paid placement by one of our sponsors, the Internet Check Delivery Service.
Oh.
At Internet Check Delivery Service, you go online, you mail them a check. And then they deliver your check for you. It's just the magic of the internet.
That is so convenient.
Really
That's
is.
Really...
What were you doing before?
Yeah. I know, right?
Credit cards or some shit.
So email check-in.
Email check-in.
Email time.
We have 3.
Whoa,
wow.
That might be a record.
New emails. We have a security alert from Google.
Good that they're checking in.
A new device signed into the account. We have a new login from an Android user on Twitter.
Is that chill with everyone? Do we know that identity?
Are the culprits among
I don't know who that is.
I think it was Alan. Given it, you don't have an Android. It must have been.
You got it. You didn't get a new phone? A new Android phone?
No. Oh, hey, what's our Twitter handle again?
Our Twitter handle, and I have some interesting news about that, is @thatsnotpodcast.
@thatsnotpodcast. Follow
really?
Us on Twitter.
Yes.
Was...
And we have... a landmark event here from, we have our first question from a Twitter user who they want us to address something on the show.
Okay.
What
okay.
Yeah.
It's from the listener. Now, how do you do Twitter handles? Because it's like the thing and then it's the @. Do you just do the
@? Do the @.
Just the @. @HoagieDojo.
@HoagieDojo.
HoagieDojo.
That's a good name.
It's a pretty good name. I like it a lot. I'm a fan. They ask that, dear, not that's not interesting. What do you think of superhero and dinosaur movies? Because they abound, and lots of them are sequels to sequels. Follow-up question: could you do a podcast about superheroes and dinosaurs?
Are there movies where there are both superheroes and dinosaurs together? Is that a thing?
What a great idea!
And dinosaur
one.
No, the dinosaurs are just normal dinosaurs. There's no superheroes in Godzilla.
But
Godzilla's a superhero.
I mean, you could argue he's a dinosaur. He's a thunder lizard.
Wait, what is his superpower?
He's a thunder lizard.
Being like
Smash Cities.
Well, there's lots of things that are really big that aren't.
Name
but he's
other
so
thing
big.
Bigger than Godzilla.
Isn't he a villain?
A kid. That doesn't make
him. Anti-hero. Anti-heroes are all
the
rage.
He's a good guy.
Because
like Mothra will come.
He's like the original Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Wow, this is heavy, man.
So, yeah, he's a dinosaur superhero. This question is irrelevant.
So we love...
Oh, we love that. Yeah,
we
that's
love
the question.
Dinosaur movies.
We
yeah,
love dinosaurs. I would say that...
It depends on the movie, honestly.
Yeah.
All right, well, the big dinosaur movie is obviously Jurassic Park.
Sure,
it's, I mean, that's
sure.
The dinosaur
obviously,
movie,
right?
It's a franchise.
There's gotta be some...
Well, technically the big one is Godzilla.
Yeah.
He's not a dinosaur.
That's the biggest dinosaur.
Is he
a dinosaur?
He's a dinosaur.
He's
a
dinosaur.
He's
not a dinosaur.
Oh, I thought we'd all agree that he was.
I think he's a dinosaur.
I think he's a dinosaur.
Dinosaur means thunder lizard.
I'm not a paleontologist, though.
I have to get really close to the bones in order to really dissect that.
I didn't realize that. The dinosaur means thunder lizard.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't know if it does.
I think it do.
I think it does. Makes sense.
It might do.
How does it make sense?
Think about it.
Have you ever seen Godzilla before?
No, but thunder doesn't make me sore unless I'm flying.
I don't understand.
So I, as far as superhero movies, I never got into superheroes.
Yeah, I'm sick of the superhero movies.
I guess Batman is the closest I've come to liking the superhero
yeah.
movies.
Like Batman Returns?
No, is that the one with Danny DeVito as a penguin?
Yes.
Quack, 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 quack. Unless I love it.
I don't know.
I
don't watch superhero movies all that often. They usually don't appeal to me. But of all the superhero movies, I've probably watched mostly Batman.
Right.
That seems to be like they've crossed
like any kind of boundaries like outside of the genre of film of like superhero
yeah.
film into like mass consciousness.
Yeah, I
more so
that.
Than like the blockbuster like Spider-Man type films.
Yeah, and like the Avengers and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what's the latest one?
Infinity War is already old.
Infinity War. Ant-Man is out right now. Not the latest.
It's like when you're like,
yeah.
I swear, I paid $64
mm-hmm.
on May 15th.
Mm-hmm.
You lost your check too?
It's never getting to the right.
It's still in the mail.
We should have used the internet check delivery service.
We didn't know about it until now.
I don't understand why I have to ship it to Canada when the place that takes my money is right downtown. It's so close. Why don't I just walk to the Comcast Center and give my money there?
And you should get a discount
for
walking.
Yeah. Let's get him on the horn.
That's true.
I can't. They canceled my service.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's just walk down there. So thank you to Hoagie Dojo. Please
Hoagie
keep
Dojo.
The questions coming.
Yeah, thanks, Hoagie Dojo.
Did we answer your question?
Yeah.
One of the questions was, can you do a podcast
about...
Well, clearly we can't.
Yes.
Hoagie Dojo. We are... Sorry to let you down there, but...
All tapped out.
Yeah.
I just don't have it.
Any corrections from previous episodes we need to... We're never wrong about anything.
No.
Yeah.
Not usually. It's lucky.
Yeah.
It's a lot of luck, but it's a lot of skill.
It's a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of dedication.
You
yeah,
gotta
so
practice.
Practice.
It seems like a lot of everything.
It's a lot of everything.
Yeah.
It's that old saying. How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Get
a
to episode
everything.
14.
It's a lot of everything.
First, you gotta hire an Uber.
Yes.
But you gotta pay by check, which means you gotta get the internet check delivery service. Mail to Canada. Then they'll coordinate an Uber to pick you up. And hopefully they're not dead on arrival.
And that's if you're a quartet.
It's true. So, should we dig into the...
No, dig into
the
bag?
Let's do that next time.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah. So...
Show and tell or open the bag?
Oh, wait. I have something, if you guys don't mind, real quick. I have gifts for everybody.
They look like staples.
Oh,
they look like boxes. Yeah, you were supposed
paper
to.
Paper clips?
Yeah.
There's paper clips.
Pass them down.
Ooh.
See, they're from staples, so I can see why you
oh
everybody, everybody's getting a box of paper clips.
Wow.
Standard paper clips.
Those were actually, that one's a little cool.
I got trombones.
So did you steal this from work, or what's
the
story?
The building
wait,
I work.
A giant trombone.
My office closed,
trombone
so I got a lot of office
trombone
supplies.
Trombone
is
jail.
Wow.
So what's different
than these?
The standard versus the
smooth finish.
Oh, you guys are so nice.
Yeah.
I kind of want to count them and make sure that I have 100.
I'm going to attach them.
Is that what it says? It says 100 around the box.
I'm
going to be
getting. I'm guessing my weight.
You're going to guess my weight.
What
like
is
100?
The weight? Does it give it by weight at all?
They should. Can you announce it to the audience? They're dying to know.
Does
it have an expiration date?
These are from Canada.
Oh!
They're from Michigan.
Michigan.
Well, I bet they're marketed in Canada. That's why we're seeing the French on here.
500 Staples Drive, Farmingham, Massachusetts.
Send your check.
Wait, they're made in Michigan, but Staples is centered out of Massachusetts?
Yeah, but it does have all the French. Made in USA, Fabrique au...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so they call it the
Estats Unis. Oh, my goodness.
So, are they French?
They're French Farmingtonian.
They're French adjacent.
It's French Colonial. Anyway, I hope you enjoy them.
These were distracting to get out in the middle of.
I made a bracelet.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. That's
good.
That's a great idea.
Yours are so much bigger than mine.
Is that right?
It's absolutely.
You're bringing a tiny one.
Wow.
They're standard.
It is interesting that sometimes you do need a different size paperclip.
That is true. And it's very true. I've encountered it many times in my life.
Yeah,
sometimes
like I have a large paperclip, but what I need is a small standard paperclip.
It's much worse the other way.
Yeah.
I'll trade you.
I'll use a large
one. No, heck no.
Yeah, it's a little worse, we got the small.
Nice try.
No one's going to trade with us.
Now we're
But I'd like to put these up for auction.
Auction.
Okay,
I have one standard paperclip, smooth finish.
Is it just one
trombone
paper clip
standard? It's actually 100. I have one box of 100 standard issue.
How about I give you 34 jumbos?
Let her finish her.
This is what I'm offering. What would you give me?
34 jumbies.
For how many?
But for the box, how many?
She just offered off the whole
box.
This guy's a box.
You don't want any of them?
No.
I'll trade you one.
I'll give you 12 jumbos for that one.
Okay.
And I'll give you 34.
You give me the little ones, I'll attach them to all these big ones.
12 for that one. There you go. Count them up.
That's definitely 12.
Yeah, that's definitely 12.
Great. Here, I'll give you a pile.
Perfect.
Here's 34 for yours.
I'm out.
Yeah, I've already broken the box.
Wow.
Right.
Turn my back in. I just want the box. I don't want any paper clips. You just want the box. I can't spare the box. I'll give you 12.
You'll give me back the 12 I just
got. Do you ever think these would be such a hit?
No.
You
knocked it out of the park.
I thought you guys would just tuck them away.
Impossible.
Tuck them away? How could we with this precious gift? This Duolingo gift.
Well, see, now that I have two different varieties, I can really spice up this chain we're working on here.
I didn't think about that.
Can I join this chain?
You absolutely can join on this.
Awesome. Yeah, start wherever you like.
So, for all the listeners, I know you don't have a visual on here, but we are now building a very long paperclip train.
Chain or train?
Train chain.
Well, once we get the motor in this thing, I think it's good.
I thought we would do coal powered.
And
yeah,
we're going to put this all over Instagram.
No, we're
going to
sell it on eBay.
You're going to want to follow us on Instagram.
But we only take checks.
To find out our eBay
and
address.
Venmo me at checks.
Oh, the other day some stranger Venmo'd me $40.
Okay, why?
I don't know, but moments before I had missed a phone call and I did a reverse search on the phone call. And you guys, it was the Chinese consulate in New York City called my phone.
What?
For some reason. And then minutes later, a stranger gave me $40 on Venmo. It was really bizarre. So
what costs $40 at the Chinese consulate? Can you buy stuff at the consulate?
Paper. So you get your visa for or whatever?
You do that at the consulate?
Sure.
Yeah, you gotta pay them.
Okay.
So then I messaged the person back being like, hey, I don't know you, and I think this was a mistake. And they were like, yeah, no, it totally was. Can you send the money back? So I'm about to send the money back, but then I start thinking, what if this is like some kind of scam? Do you know what I mean? Like, what if I send the money back, and then Venmo's like, that money didn't exist, and so now you owe us $40 or something.
Yeah,
it could be.
So I actually ended up finding the Venmo customer service phone number, and I called Venmo. And I'm trying to explain the situation. I left the Chinese consulate part out.
Yeah. You don't want to implicate yourself?
And at first they were like,
sound insane.
Yeah.
you can just send it back. And I'm like, but what if it's a scam? You know, like how I'm going to get stuck with, you know, $40, like owing you $40. And like, oh, okay, we get what you're saying. So we'll like initiate the transfer ourselves, like on our side. So if it is a scam, like you're off the hook. I'm like, great. Meanwhile, the person who sent me $40 on Venmo is like freaking out.
Yeah.
They keep messaging me.
They're blowing
Venmo.
You up. They don't believe you're gonna send it back.
You gotta send me this money back. It was a mistake. Like, please send the money back. Like, do the right thing. Like, I'm not even interacting with this person, but they're freaking out about their $40.
Oh, no.
And at that point, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just keep your $40.
Yeah.
You know, if you're
this
gonna,
was
like,
your mistake.
Yeah, that'll teach you.
Yeah, never make this deal again.
See what happens when you fuck up.
But so, anyway, I sent the money back. But I guess it, you know, must happen where
word
you're
got
using,
back to the Chinese consulate, and
I'm off the list.
I'm off the list.
But you're on Venmo's list. You called.
But
you called them.
If you accidentally send somebody money on Venmo, there's nothing anyone can do for you. You
yeah.
just have to, like...
No, but there is a thing, I think, as well, like, because it sort of sits in your pot in
yeah.
Venmo before you cash it out or whatever. So I feel like you could just take it from that pot if it never existed.
You
yeah,
can call your
true.
Bank
oh, right?
and stop payment.
Okay.
Yeah, you could have... Yeah.
yeah,
but I understand where you're
I like
coming
your
from.
Approach.
Feeling like maybe there's the new way to...
Yeah.
Hack into your
yeah, yeah, that was a good instinct.
Make it seem like,
ooh, free money.
Right. Interesting.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You said the word.
I've been saying it all night.
I'm going to keep saying it, too.
I like the way it sounds. Anybody have a favorite word? I like to say interesting in Bangladesh.
I like alluvial.
It's a great word.
Yeah.
Pinky toe.
Pinky toe.
That's two words. Sorry.
It's okay. It's forgiving because it's good combo.
Fantastic.
Oh,
great.
Nice.
That's a good word.
That's a good word.
Well, all right, I think that
might be
it.
All right, we made the... What'd you guys make? This
it's
is a
dinosaur.
Or, oh, it's a dinosaur.
Oh, there
it's,
you go.
I'm sorry, it's a thunder lizard?
Electric lizard.
Yo, connect these.
Connect the dots.
Looks more like a pony.
Looks more like a superhero.
Wow, your computer's very magnetic.
Wow, don't make that happen anymore.
Stop giving us paper clips.
Yeah, you came out with
one.
Six
I need
more
a big
boxes.
One. I need a big one.
Here's a big one. Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
I actually was thinking that maybe you guys had some paper you wanted to clip.
No, not today.
We just got clips today.
We don't actually have paper. Come back next episode.
Yeah, we'll come into
it. We're going to really wish you had those paper clips, so I'll give you all the paper after.
Follow
maybe
us on Instagram to see pictures of paper clips.
Can we take any pictures of these?
Nope. Never have, never right. will.
Just Google pictures of paperclips. So you got the idea.
You'll get it.
You remember that the paperclip from the Windows, like,
we
Windows help?
Yeah.
Clippy.
Yeah.
Clippy,
yeah.
Clippy. Here's the wizard. What was his name?
Wizzy?
Wizzy.
Merlin?
His name wasn't actually Clippy.
Really?
Liar.
What was his name?
It was something like Clippit or Clipper or something.
Clipper.
Clipper.
What are you talking
Clip
about?
Art.
You're making that up.
Clip
oh, like Clippy
yeah.
was Clippy was like the
yeah,
nickname.
Clippy was the Microsoft.
It was a nickname.
Paperclip.
It was short for
really?
Clipper.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah
it Clipper.
It's actually, Clipford.
My name is Clipford.
He gets like home like after the hard day's work.
Yeah, I
he's like
I just
nobody recognizes on me. I'm Clifford.
Linking these together, I like it.
Oh,
now Jeff's
yeah.
on it now. God,
oh, these are
you got another person
hooked. I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, you should have waited until I invited you, but now that you're invited, you may.
Oh,
please,
no,
please
I
please
really
clips.
Can't. I really
I mustn't. I just
should.
Simply
I,
could not.
I shouldn't.
Don't be bashful now.
I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. I can't.
Get those out of your mouth. Stop eating them.
Oh,
they're in my stomach.
My brain.
You could probably.
How many of these can I fit in my ears?
Join us next time where we'll discuss something else.
Bye.
That's Not Interesting is brought to you by the JERF and the Leonard Gates Foundation. Please stay tuned for the shipping forecast.
At That's Not Podcast.
And the email address is
thatsnotinteresting.podcast@gmail.com.
Thank you to our listener, Hoagie Dojo, for giving us some content.
And making
fodder.
It through an episode, maybe.
And now for the shipping forecast, brought to you on behalf of the Met Office, by the Coast Guard and Maritime Agency, at 0015 on Wednesday, the 15th of August. There are gale warnings in Viking, North Estera, and Dogger. The general synopsis at 1800.